Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Danielle, Will, and Ryder from Pod Meets World. Thanks to our friends at Hyundai, we were able to record a very special episode for you guys at the one and only, wait for it,
Boy Meets World House!
Take a listen.
Are there any moments or spots on any of the sets we worked on over the 7 years that you guys felt more at home, that were like your little spots on the set you like to hang out?
I'm afraid it was the sink.
Oh, really? Yes.
Oh, yeah.
You had to act by the sink a lot.
Yeah.
I was behind the counter.
Yeah.
Right. Doing business constantly.
Uh-huh.
Mom stuff.
Uh-huh. Disciplining you in some way.
This has been brought to you by the fully electric Hyundai Ioniq 5. New episode out now. You can listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome. It's the Ben Ferguson Podcast. Nice to be with you on this Juneteenth holiday. I love the fact that America ended slavery, and we did it in such a way that allowed for people to thrive in this country. Someone asked me, are you going to mention Juneteenth? I'm like, of course I am. I have no problem mentioning Juneteenth. And it's amazing, America's history. Yes, we have history like every country in the world where there are moments that are sad. There are moments that you drop your head and think, how did that happen? And then you look at the rest of the world and you understand in context how it was happening all over the world. I love the fact that we ended slavery. I also will say this. I love the fact that we not only have ended slavery, but we have done everything that we can to help people succeed in this country, regardless of the color of your skin. Even when people are screaming and trying to make money off of race baiting, we are still as a nation leading the world when it comes to this issue. I also think it's sad, and we should take a moment to realize that we are not holding other countries accountable who are enslaving people. You have slave labor, slaves in China. And China right now is kicking our tail as a country. In fact, we had China that was meeting with the United States of America and is now threatening us with, in essence, war if we don't agree to some new terms. This is a country that enslaves people. That is something that we should all remember. And we're going to talk about that coming up in a little bit. But first, I want to talk about some breaking news, and that is there's a lot that has come out over the last 4 or 5 days that deal with the FBI, Hunter Biden, the Biden crime family, and specifically the big guy, Joe Biden. FBI documents now prove that Biden, and I'm referring to the president, Joe Biden, was referred to as the big guy years before it ever surfaced in the media. Which goes on to explain so much and confirmation of just how corrupt the family is, as he is referred in countless emails, text messages, phone calls, as the big guy in the Biden crime family. James Comer highlighted this right before the holiday weekend. The FBI document containing allegations that President Joe Biden engaged in a bribery scheme showed that he went by the nickname The Big Guy years before that name was ever talked about on Hunter Biden's laptop. And then when it started being talked about by the media, which suggests that this lends major credibility to the allegations contained within these new documents. Now, this informant who has come forward was referring to conversations he allegedly had with the Ukrainian oligarch believed to be the founder of the natural gas company Burisma back in 2015, 16, and 17. What we now know is, according to this informant, that the oligarch told him that he paid, quote, the big guy, $5 million through bank accounts that would take investors years to find. The informant told the FBI the payment was in exchange for help in dealing with, quote, issues, including being under investigation as a company for corruption. Now, let me explain this timeline for you very clearly and share this with all your family and your friends, okay? Because this is a massive distinguishing point on the timeline here. The documents that this is referencing and the FBI documents that we're talking about now are things that are unique and have nothing to do with the Hunter Biden laptop. Now, the first time that we ever heard about Hunter Biden, or Joe Biden, I should say, being called the big guy was in when that laptop came out 2016, which was, you know, validated very quickly, even though the media lied about it and said it wasn't, in 2017. The point is this. The big guy in these FBI documents have nothing to do with the laptop. So it's a separate verification of the big guy existing and clearly telling you who the big guy is. The FBI informant is talking about Burisma before any of this laptop stuff was created, in essence, meaning that this is two separate sources. So let's go to reporting for a second so you understand, okay? You look at the Pentagon Papers, for example. You look at you know, what Woodward and Bernstein were able to do with Nixon, for example. You look at all of these major stories. Back in the day in journalism, before the internet, where anyone can just throw anything out there and attack somebody on things that aren't true, there was a standard in journalism that if you were breaking a news story, you had to have multiple sources that were not connected to one another. That standard has disappeared in journalism today because there's too many people that just want to be on the internet and get famous and get clicks, and we don't have that type of integrity anymore. But in journalism, on these big stories, whether it be Nixon, whether it be the Pentagon Papers, etc., you used to have, you know, a bare minimum. Look, you got to get me another source. If you're hearing this story from somebody, that's fine, but we can't just one source this story. You need confirmation that this happened, this existed, these facts matter from someone completely unconnected to your first source. Like, you need an independent source, someone differently that can tell you and confirm the same thing before we go print this story that could bring down a presidency or could bring down, you know, a company, whatever it may be. You had to have independent sources. What we now have, if you use that golden standard, that journalistic standard that used to be taught in schools and used to actually matter in journalism, is that you now have two very separate, independent individuals, sources, who are confirming that the big guy is, in fact, Joe Biden. This is significant. Outside of the laptop, which is very damning, you didn't have this before. Now we have it, right? We also have sources within these papers, within the laptop, that are also confirming who the big guy is as almost a third source or a fourth source. Now, granted, they're connected to the laptop, so you could argue, well, that's not a legitimate source. But my point is, now you're starting to have multiple people saying the same exact thing. A great example of that is Tony Bobulinski. Tony Bobulinski is one of the whistleblowers that came out right before the election saying that the Hunter Biden laptop was real and authentic, that he had emails and text messages to back it up. Tony Bobulinski did business directly and was partners with the Biden family. He didn't realize how corrupt they were until they went through all of this. And once they started going through the business, he realized how corrupt they were, and he realized who the big guy was. He realized that the big guy was on the take and the 10% for the big guy. So you have not only now two different sources. You've got FBI saying separately from the laptop, they know who the big guy is. They've confirmed the big guy is Joe Biden, the president. You have the laptop saying it. You have now whistleblowers. You have three sources now telling you that the big guy has been on the take long before we ever heard of his name. Now, there's also, and one of the reasons why you need independent sources of one another, I'll give you an example. I get tips all the time from people that call me and they will say, hey, I've got a big story, and they want you to break their story, right? Many times now, and I've learned this, it's a setup. Somebody wants to ruin your career and embarrass you in your career. They want to basically give you a propaganda story that you explode, and then they come back on you and ruin your life. We've seen these types of stories happen in presidential politics, for example. And a lot of these stories, if you don't believe me, go look at Swift Vote Veterans and what the left was doing there and lies. You go back and look at Brian Williams and what got him in trouble, right? Lying about certain things that didn't actually happen. You go back and look at Dan Rather, he's had some stories where he didn't have multiple sources. And there are people that can burn you. Or you may just want to make a name for yourself. And so you're like, all right, I'll run with this story, even though it's a one-source story. Now, a great example of one of the biggest burns in history on one sources that the media went with is a perfect example of the Donald Trump and Russian collusion. There was a one source there. There was a Steele dossier. They reported on it for years without having a second source. If you would have had a two-source bare minimum, that story never would have been printed or talked about because there was no way to confirm it. In fact, if you remember, the FBI who had that dossier that was given to them, right, by this individual claiming he wasn't working for a candidate, even though he was working for Hillary Clinton, they said, if you can corroborate any of what is in your dossier, we'll give you $1 million. And Christopher Steele couldn't do it. He had $1 million right there on the table from the FBI saying, if you can corroborate this story, we'll give you $1 million. He never got paid $1 million because he couldn't corroborate the story. Yet, the media still went with that story. This story now is completely different. This story and the document is containing the informant's allegations. It's from June of 2020 based on conversations that were held between 2015 and 17. And the nickname the big guy is in reference to Biden. It only surfaced in the media years later. The first time we heard that name was in October of 2020 when the New York Post first reported the contents of that abandoned Hunter Biden laptop, which an email discussing the breakdown of equity in a business deal is when we saw it the first time. It said, quote, 10% held for H, for the big guy. So H is Hunter, the big guy we know now is the president. Former Biden business partner Tony Bobulinski then would confirm that the big guy was Joe Biden. Now we have a second confirmation. This is our third, I should say. This is massive. Now, before I get into more of this story, I want to say thank you and tell you about our good friends at Patriot Mobile. They are now offering a performance guarantee. If you're not happy with your coverage, you can switch between the three major carriers for free. Yeah, Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. They offer nationwide coverage on the best G4 and G5 networks, the same network and towers you're using right now. The difference is not only do you get the same great quality that you're used to, but they actually are a company that fights to preserve our God-given rights and freedoms. So this year, resolve to stop spending your money with companies that don't align with your values. In fact, actually fight against what you believe in. Switch to Patriot Mobile. You'll be supporting First and Second Amendment groups, the rights of unborn children, and even helping with adoptions. It is easy to switch. Call them right now or go online to patriotmobile.com/Ferguson. That's patriotmobile.com/Ferguson or call them 878-PATRIOT. You're going to get free activation with the offer code Ferguson. That's 878-PATRIOT or patriotmobile.com/Ferguson. I want to go to what James Comer told Fox News' Maria Bartiromo. There was a moment, and there's two things that have happened over the last 10 days, and I want to remind you of one of them. Joe Biden was asked about bribery at the White House. This was the first time this had happened to him, not to the press secretary, but to actually the president of the United States of America. Let me remind you what he said, okay? Listen.
To walk off the stage. Wait.
Bribery allegation. Congresswoman Nancy Mace says there's damning evidence in the FBI file that you sold out the country. Do you have a response to the congressional Republicans?
Where's the money? I'm joking.
Mr. President,
a bunch of malarkey.
Now, that was the first one, right? I'll explain it away. Where's the money? That was a dumb moment for him. The White House cringed because now he's actually asking like a question. Where's the money? Well, we now know where the money is. We know it went to the Biden crime family. We know from the suspicious activity reports the money was going in the Biden crime family. We know 9 different Bidens have been paid out that we know of. And we have money trails now. So that was a dumb thing for him to say. Then he said, I'm joking. Then he said his classic line, it's a bunch of malarkey. James Comer goes on Maria Bartiromo and her show to explain more about now how we have multiple sources saying that he is the big guy and the money's coming in. And I want you to listen first to this audio because he was asked again by another reporter while he's walking through the halls of the White House and he got irritated. He turned around and gave a death stare, as I would call it, to this reporter for asking this question. Listen carefully, and then you'll hear James Comer, what he had to say.
There are tapes that you accepted bribes, President Biden. Is that true?
Yes, that was President Biden on Tuesday laughing it off, the whistleblower allegations that a Burisma executive who paid him and his son, Hunter Biden, $10 million, $5 million each, that executive has 17 audio recordings of conversations with both members of the Biden family, Joe and Hunter. The FBI is still stonewalling Republicans, meanwhile, who are demanding access to the Biden bribery document. Watch this.
Do you have those 17 recordings?
I'm not going to comment on any investigative matter.
It's unclassified. Don't you think the American people have a right to see it?
Senator, the document, as you know, contains sensitive information that has bearing on the life of the source of the information, potentially.
Oversight Committee Chairman James Comer has subpoenaed Biden family associate Devin Archer to appear for deposition tomorrow. He's also subpoenaing bank records related to the Hunter Biden relationship with a Russian oligarch. Joining me right now is the man himself to talk about this investigation, Kentucky Congressman, House Oversight Committee Chairman James Comer. Mr. Chairman, thanks very much for joining me this morning.
Good morning.
These are very serious allegations, obviously, so we want to get right to it. What do these 17 tapes tell us?
Well, according to what the oligarch told the FBI informant, was that they had 17 recordings, two of President Joe Biden, the others of his son, accepting bribes and talking about the terms of the bribe. This is a very serious allegation. And one thing that I know for sure, Maria, is the FBI never did one single thing to investigate this, even though you heard in the testimony that you just showed with Holly and Cruz, where the FBI told them exactly what they told me. We can't release these documents or tell you anything about potential tapes because it could endanger the life of this FBI informant. And this is one of our highest paid, most trusted, most respected, most effective FBI informants in the whole Bureau. So if that's the case, then why didn't the FBI ever investigate any of these bribery claims with Joe Biden?
Well, I think this is a really important point because that's what I've been told from many people, that this, in fact, is this whistleblower, this informant, rather, is the best informant that this government has ever seen. Tell me about this informant and why this person is so important.
Well, I'll tell you what I think I can tell you, and that is that this informant's been paid over $200,000. From the FBI. We believe this informant may also work for potentially the CIA. And this informant has been around since the Obama administration. They have used this informant's testimony in other cases that they have been involved in around the world. So this is a very valuable person to the FBI, which begs the question, why didn't the FBI investigate these allegations? Now remember, Charles Grassley's whole beef with the FBI is from the whistleblowers who have said that the FBI has never investigated anything pertaining to Joe Biden. That's what Charles Grassley's complaint is. My issue is I'm investigating the Bidens for bribery, for political corruption, and the FBI has information that's valuable to my investigation. So I think Grassley and I, we're working together, but we're also focused on two totally different things. And I think that gets confused in the media. So
well, let's just talk about some of that real quick. What you have there from Comer is, number one, the nickname, the big guy, in reference to Biden, garners headlines when a reporter asked him directly about it. That's very important. The New York Post reporter, Stephen Nelson, asked Biden, why did Ukraine/FBI informant file refer to you as the big guy? Biden looked back, did not answer the question, said, why you ask such a dumb question, right? So this is also, again, significant. You can hear it. Listen.
Why did the Ukraine FBI informant file refer to you as the big guy, President Biden? Why is that term particularly applied?
Thanks, guys. Why did I ask such a dumb question?
Why did you ask such a dumb question? That is a man that is irritated. That, by the way, is not a dumb question. When you have a reporter say, why did Ukraine/FBI informant, it's an FBI informant, and a file refer to you as the big guy. Why did you ask such a dumb question? So it's a bunch of malarkey, right? That's his first one. He gets asked the second one. He turns back at the guy the next day and just and kind of gives him the death stare. And now, why did you ask such a dumb question? I think it's clear that the White House now, and by the way, everybody at the table when he was asked that last question I just played for you, it was one of those massive cringe moments. It was a massive cringe moment. And the reason why is because they're all sitting there on the table going, oh, my gosh, this is really happening. Like, this is happening now. How do we stop it? And I'm not sure they can, even with 99% of the media on their team. Now, there's something else that's happening here, and James Comer talks about this. I'm going to play this for you in a second. But the House Oversight Committee, we now know, is going to start bringing in key figures in the Biden family and this crime family with a peddling scheme here. The House Oversight Committee chairman said Sunday that the panel would start bringing in more witnesses in its investigation of the Biden family influence peddling schemes. He said, we're going to start bringing in key figures in the Biden family influence peddling schemes for depositions. And I think we're right on track, even though we're having to fight the FBI, fight the DOJ, fight the Democrats in Congress, and fight the mainstream media. Last week, Comer issued a subpoena to former Hunter Biden business partner Devin Archer. He made it clear. And the House GOP oversight issued subpoenas for House Hunter Biden business partner Archer for the deposition happened this week. There's been no comment, by the way, from Devin Archer and or his attorney, but that has been signed now. Archer, we're now being told, is negotiating on that deposition date. Comer vows that he would keep fighting to get more information, and that the committee has received more and more information from whistleblowers, and that is allowing them to know what questions to ask. Quote, I think we've done as much as we can do with the obstacles we've had to overcome. No one thought I would get bank records. No one thought we would get access to the Treasury, cabinet suspicious activity reports. But we would not take no for an answer, Comer said. We keep fighting and we prevailed. When we get access to suspicious activity reports, the mainstream media said there was nothing there, he added. He said that with Mark Levin in a brilliant interview. He also pointed to these informant documents, this FD-1023, which also had in there a conversation between the FBI and the informant. It alleges that the CEO of the Ukrainian natural gas company, Burisma, told him that then Vice President Joe Biden and his son Hunter accepted $5 million each for helping the CEO deal with a corruption investigation, among other issues, quote unquote. They also noted that the FBI deputy director testified last week to the Senate Judiciary Committee that the FBI did not want to release the FD-1023 and endangered the informant's life. So now they're saying, well, you can't see this now because if you see it, someone might die. Do I believe them? No.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Danielle, Will, and Ryder from Pod Meets World. Thanks to our friends at Hyundai, we were able to record a very special episode for you guys at the one and only, wait for it,
Boy Meets World House.
Take a listen.
We are lucky to be sitting with Alan and Amy Matthews in the flesh, William, Rusty Russ, and Betsy Randall.
Yay!
Thank you.
Thank you. Yes. When those legends get here, let me know.
You're here already.
We didn't either when we were watching this.
We didn't realize it until we started getting into seasons 3 and 4, and now we're like, oh my god,
you were both so good on the show, and we missed it because we were young kids
and so self-involved,
egomaniacs, and didn't realize how great you were.
We've talked about it. I think you just assumed everybody was as good as them,
and then you get into
as you grow up and you work with other actors, you realize how lucky we were to have you guys.
This has been brought to you by the fully electric Hyundai Ioniq 5. New episode out now. You can listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's talk about a great opportunity for your IRA and 401ks. Have you been saving a long time for retirement? Well, if you have, you've probably been really stressed out over the last year with interest rates have been skyrocketing, inflation issues, bank failures, and people that have actually lost some money in their retirement accounts. If you aren't invested and diversified in gold, you should check out Augusta Precious Metals. Augusta Precious Metals, they're just different. They'll even tell you if a gold IRA isn't your answer. They give you the facts about gold and precious metals. It's all about protecting your IRA and protecting your 401k in this crazy economy. And it's so important if you're in retirement or close to retirement, because there's no time to make up losses. Now, if you've had those losses, you know what I'm talking about. So if you've saved $100,000 or more, take a look at their free guide that they'll send you, and they'll do a one-on-one conference with you to talk about your financial portfolio. Both are filled with economic insights, and their gold IRA info will give you peace of mind of knowing that, hey, you can protect your hard-earned dollars. 877, the number 4, gold IRA. That's 877, the number 4, gold IRA. Or visit AugustaPreciousMetals.com. That's AugustaPreciousMetals.com, or 877, the number 4, gold IRA. Comer also said this: even though they will tell you, and you hear in the testimony when Senator Ted Cruz and Josh Hawley grilled the deputy FBI director as to why they wouldn't release the form 1023, they said, well, we don't want to endanger the life of our paid informant, who's one of our most trusted, highest paid, most credible FBI informants. So if this is the case, and the FBI informant, and the FBI informant tells us, the FBI, that the Vice President of the United States of America took a bribe from a foreign national exchange for foreign policy and foreign aid, then why did the FBI not investigate it? This is where the FBI now is in a very bad spot. If they have their top guy, who they say they can't lose, who's paid a premium to give them information that always checks out as being good, then you get this information that the President of the United States of America is compromised, the then Vice President was compromised, and you get all this in a report. How do you not investigate it if this guy is so credible? And that's the reason why I don't believe that the 1023, they don't want to release because they're afraid someone's going to lose their life and they're going to lose their top informant. I believe they don't want it out there because they know that endangers the presidency of Joe Biden, not endangering the informant's life. He also alleged, by the way, that the FBI did nothing to investigate indirect wire transfers to 9 Biden family members. They also knew about this via shell companies originating from Romania and China when Biden was the vice president, which the committee presented to the public last month as well, saying, quote, they didn't want to investigate the shell companies, Comer said. They didn't want to investigate the money laundering. And then we know the Department of Justice hasn't done anything. So there's a pattern here where the federal government, the deep state bureaucracies, have turned a blind eye to Joe Biden. I think he's absolutely right, which brings me back to the second half of that interview with Maria. Listen to what he says here.
Understand why the FBI is stonewalling your efforts to release this document. You've seen the document. Your committee has seen the document, although they say some of it was redacted. What do we need to understand about this document?
Well, the document, again, is from a credible informant. It says that Joe Biden was taking a bribe. Now, let's look at what this document also says. It said from the oligarch that the investigators will never be able to find this, or it will take them over 10 years to find this because of the way we funneled the money through various different banks.
Oh, my God.
The oligarch also referred to Joe Biden as the big guy. Now, Maria, this is years before anyone else knew about the term big guy, and this is years before my committee unveiled the fact that the Bidens had all these shell companies and were laundering money through six different American banks. So this information no one would have known about, but the informant tells the FBI. And what my sources in the FBI tell me is that whether it's the FBI, the DOJ, or the IRS, anything pertaining to Joe Biden or his family, they were told to stand down. So the people in the FBI didn't even know about the shell companies the Bidens had or the money laundering the Bidens had until I had my press conference about 6 weeks ago with members of my committee, the House Oversight Committee, and told the American people and showed evidence of all these shell companies and all this money laundering. That is when the whistleblower said, oh my God, I remember this accusation, and no one in the FBI investigated it. What we've presented to the American people on the House Oversight Committee adds legitimacy to this allegation from the oligarch.
This is unbelievable. We also have these new records revealing that then Vice President Joe Biden threw a party featuring his son Hunter and the executives from Burisma just days after he traveled to Ukraine, and he threatened to withhold aid unless Kyiv fired their top prosecutor. The Media Research Center finds over a four-day span last week, CBS, NBC, and ABC's morning and evening shows spent zero time on the Biden bribery allegations, while they spent nearly 5 hours on the indictment of President Trump. Congressman, how does that complicate your communicating this story and telling the American people what's going on here? The fact that the mainstream media will not even cover arguably the most serious allegations ever leveled against a president.
I will admit, Marie, it's very frustrating. They know there's something wrong here. They know all the allegations have merit because of where Joe Biden was, because of what we've seen on tape before where Joe Biden bragged about firing that prosecutor. They know that this family created these shell companies. They know this family was money laundering. They were profiting off Joe Biden's influence. The media knows that, but they're just not covering it. Then you have the liberal media like MSNBC with their low IQ audience that are sitting there, and they're being told bad things about me and members of the oversight committee because we have the audacity to investigate. So Right. We're having to go against a hostile media, a media that's turned a blind eye. But I think the more information we provide, and I'm being very transparent with American people, when we find new bank records, when we find another shell company, when we find more evidence of wrongdoing, we immediately offer it to the mainstream media.
Okay.
Eventually they're going to cover this, Maria, I have no doubt, because the evidence is overwhelming.
Real quick.
I love how he says eventually they're going to have to. I disagree with Comer on that. I don't think they have to cover this. I think the proof of it is the fact they cover 5 hours of Donald Trump's indictment to 0 minutes. Zero. Okay, 0 minutes on this corruption with Joe Biden. A massive story, by the way, a huge story. I do not believe that they're going to cover this. I don't believe they have any part of them believes that they're going to cover this. And they're basically saying, we know it's a real story. We know that it's true. We're just refusing to talk about it because we hate Donald Trump. We hate the Republican Party. We hate DeSantis, whoever gets this nomination, right? We hate them all. So we're not going to help them. And even if that means hiding the truth, we are not going to give them any support in telling the truth. Comer, I think, is more optimistic. I really do, than I am. I just, when you have 0 moments of it, like when there's this much out there right now, and there's 0 moment, 0 seconds that you will mention the story, it tells you exactly how corrupt they are. They are incredibly corrupt. The media is no longer a media. What they are, and I want to be clear about this, what this media is they are state-sponsored media for a communist government. That's what they are. They're not going to change. That's what they're always going to be. This is what they are. And they're not going to stop being it. It's disgusting. Now, there's one other thing Maria Bartiromo asked James Comer, and I want you to hear this.
Before you go, if this is all true about a sitting president when he was vice president, influence peddling, accepting money from foreign nationals so that he could turn around and make changes in policy for America so he could pocket the money, if that's true, why isn't he impeached already? And if it's true that the FBI is doing nothing about it, why isn't Christopher Wray on his heels as well?
Those are great questions I ask every day. Look, Christopher Wray has no control over the FBI. One thing that I've learned from dealing with Grassley's whistleblowers is that this is an organization in disarray. No one has confidence in leadership at the top. You have bureaucrats, deep state bureaucrats, who are running the show. They're partisan. They want to get Donald Trump. They don't care what Joe Biden does because Joe Biden can be controlled. So we have issues with the FBI, but my investigation is about following the money. We're going to continue to follow the money. And Maria, I can assure you there's more money that we're going to be able to identify that was transferred between foreign nationals in other countries and the Biden family. This is going to be hard for Joe Biden to explain, and it's not going to go away. This is going to be an issue. And I think eventually the mainstream media will turn on Joe Biden and start asking the real questions. What did your family do to receive all this money?
What number are you up to now? How much have you identified of the money he's taken in from foreign
nationals? We have more bank records coming in, but we're going to exceed $10 million this week. Right. And I think we'll get up between $20 and $30 million.
$20 or $30 million. Let me just leave you with that in your head. They've got $10 million in receipts. He believes it's $20 to $30 million after the more bank records that they're getting in. And the media has covered this story with 0 seconds of the media coverage they should have given it in the past week. No one mentioned it. They refused to do their job. Now, just because they were protecting the president doesn't mean that we have to. Make sure you share this podcast with your family and your friends. Make sure they hear what I just played for you. We are the only ones fighting to get this story out. So make sure you get this story out wherever you can on social media. And I'll see you back here tomorrow.
Hey, it's Danielle, Will, and Ryder from Pod Meets World. Thanks to our friends at Hyundai, we were able to record a very special episode for you guys at the one and only, wait for it,
Boy Meets World House.
Take a listen.
Are there any moments or spots on any of the sets we worked on over the 7 years that you guys felt more at home, that were like your little spots on the set you like to hang out?
I'm afraid it was the sink.
Oh, really? Yes.
Oh, yeah. You had to act by the sink a lot.
Yeah. I was behind the counter.
Yeah.
Right. Doing business constantly. Uh-huh. Mom stuff.
Uh-huh. Disciplining you in some way.
This has been brought to you by the fully electric Hyundai Ioniq 5. New episode out now. You can listen wherever you get your podcasts.
2/3 of Americans are at risk to experience a blackout. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. This new solar generator has double the capacity and is expandable, so you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer. And best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to 4 patriots.com/Ben to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to 4patriots.com/Ben. That's 4patriots.com/Ben.